I want to talk to you guys about some thoughts I had about why we very often on the weekends have a harder time not overeating and sticking to our plan. And it's also what happens, I think, frequently at night and stuff. So I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were discussing how when athletes, so for all of you who don't exercise and stuff, let me just explain this, so hang with me and it will all make sense. When athletes train for a big race, they're used to, even like for myself, like we're used to exercising every single day, and we take off like one day and we like, you know, push ourselves and all this other stuff. And sometimes we can tend to eat like way better for ourselves and whatnot, because when we're training, we are very focused in our mind on what we want to accomplish. We're thinking about our exercise, all this other kind of stuff. So our brains are otherwise occupied with thoughts that are very focused on improving our health, on races, on whatever. And then there's this thing called the taper week for an athlete, or taper 2 weeks. And this is where, like, so let's pretend we're all training for the Don't Stop Believing, which I'm wearing my headband. And 2 weeks before the race, we are all going to do like 50 to 80% less running and walking than we would normally do. All of the weeks prior to that, you've got these long runs, you've got these daily training runs and stuff like that. Well, during those 2 weeks, a lot of people end up overeating, having lots of binges, having lots of urges and stuff. And it comes down to what I think is this. It is not that like during that time that it's harder. It's that your brain is otherwise not occupied. So if you think about, if you're used to, you know, exercising for an hour a day, prior to the hour, you're thinking about the workout, and right after the workout, you're thinking about what you did and whatnot. That's like so much less time in the day that you have to think about food. So I think a lot of this happens for you guys when it comes to the people who notoriously overeat and binge or have big time urges at 4 and 5 o'clock, and then again at 8 o'clock, and then the ones who do it on the weekends. Is that if you think about whatever your brain starts thinking during those times, it's not so much the time that's the trigger. Your brain is just throwing up beliefs and thoughts that it has that during the day, it doesn't have the time to think about it. Like, they're always somewhere there. And what a lot of you do is you think that something's going wrong because your brain does think that. And it's like, but why is it so much easier in the earlier part of the day? And why is it so much easier during the week? It's like, you're fucking busy. Like, you're doing shit. Your brain is not sitting around thinking about its urges and stuff. It's reprioritized something else. Like, its automatic thoughts are, we need to get this done. We need to do this. We need to do that. Like, that's what your brain's thinking about. It's not thinking about food. So then when it gets time for quiet time, and what I mean by quiet time, I don't necessarily mean I'm on, you know, a big pillow sitting around and whatnot. What I mean by quiet time is I got to get this done and all this other stuff, like the rush of the day, that part's over. And it's like, okay, your brain's like, so now what? Now what are we supposed to think about? Well, let's think about food. I mean, it just looks for something to think about. And in those quiet moments, this is what I think happens. For some of you, there is like always going to be this desire to eat until you start managing your mind around what it's going to want to like judge you on. So for some of you, it's going to be, I'm going to have my quiet time between 4 and 6, where, you know, it's kind of like, oh, we should be cleaning the kitchen. You know, our kids should be making better grades. Like, we have like the shoulds. The same thing at night. I shouldn't have said that earlier today. Like, all the shoulds come through. And when the shoulds come through, they feel like shit. And if you're not managing your mind around those, if you're just believing it because you're thinking it and you're just hearing it and being like, oh, I wish I wasn't so hard on myself. If you go down the toilet spiral of course, your brain is going to be like, we should have a snack. It's like, man, we should just have a snack, because it will take your mind off of that. The thing is you have this open space. Your brain is going to bring up thoughts to fill the open space. Guys, we're not going to, like, at 8 o'clock or 6 o'clock or on the weekend, like, stop working and be like, okay, now I'm just going to be like, brr. Our brain is not supposed to flatline on us. The problem is that it's supposed to, like, bring up all this stuff. And if you want to evolve and you want to get better and you want to lose weight, you have to let all of that come in. Then you have to start deciding, what do I want to keep? What do I want to throw out? What do I want to exchange for? So I've been really thinking about this. And I think the same thing happens on the weekends. I think you guys are just rocking and rolling all week long. You get to the weekend and you got all these things about how you should have showed up for the week, what you should be doing, or you start going into the whole idea of, well, I should be further along in my weight loss. You know, this weekend's going to be so hard because we're going to go do all these things. And it's like, if you're always hard on yourself, guess what you will always crave? You will always crave relief and a good time. And the problem that we're all experiencing is we're not giving ourselves relief and a good time by deciding on purpose what to think about, by deciding how to find more gratefulness for what we have. Like, there's a lot of components to this. This is why I teach you guys all kinds of things in Tribe. But it's like, if we were going to break this down to, like, a simple strategy, it would be like, number one, when your brain has idle time, whatever your windows are, for a lot of moms, it's after the kids go to bed. That's idle time. For a lot of people that work all day, idle time is the time before dinner. Like, that stretch where, yeah, you're going to be thinking about food. And if you think about food, your stomach, it will send a hunger signal. It may not actually, this is where I want you guys to, like, question, like, I may have a tummy growl, but given what I've ate today, does it make sense that I can't wait? Or am I just so tired from my day that I just don't want to deal with one more thing? Like, just, like, question everything. So many of you can sometimes make better choices simply by just questioning what you're telling yourself and what you're believing in the moment. And it's like, you may not make the best choice every single time, but God, if you just start making a better choice 25 to 50% of the time, that's better than just being like, oh my God, I can't stand it. I'm going to eat. This program's not working. Like, just question something. Give yourself a pause. And I think the same things happen on the weekend. You're going to crave that relief. You're going to crave having a good time when you're not spending your week doing that. So number one is just, in those moments, listen for what you think. It's probably way simpler. I hear this all the time from you guys. These TDLs aren't working. I haven't gotten to my deep stuff. It's the same shit over and over again. It's like, yeah, the same shit keeps tripping you up. We need to work on that shit. Like, I want it. Guys, you don't have to go much deeper than I want it. If you want it, you need to have a different thought. Like, only reason why you want it is because, what is it that I don't want? Well, I don't want to sit here. Well, I don't want to have to be hungry. I don't want to have to wait. It's like, okay, that's just impatience. We need to practice patience. So if you want to practice patience and your biggest thought that trips you up is, I want it, then the best way to practice patience is to say, I know I want it, and in 30 minutes, I can have it. Then the immediate result is I start practicing pauses. I start practicing sitting with some discomfort. I start listening to the things that I say. I may still eat, but that's a hell of a lot better than what I'm doing right now, which is just throwing my hands up in frustration, giving in to my immediate desires, and then having a fucking pity party the next day for myself over and over and over again. I'm going to tell you, the way to lose weight, it is not because you guys are going to sit there and be like, oh my God, Thank God for a 24-hour plan and the hunger scale. All my problems are solved. I never overate ever again. No, it is to bring up the bullshit. It is so that you know, like, oh my God, I keep thinking over and over again, I just want it. And then I get pissed at myself about it. And then I want to quit on TDLs thinking there's something deeper. It's like, what if all of that's not true? What if I'm supposed to just wait 30 minutes before I eat? And that's step one. Holy fuck, maybe I'll lose some weight. That can happen. So, the first thing is to do that. Like, you got to know what you're thinking in the moment. And don't be looking for it to be a skeleton underneath the bed. There is no trauma to be found. There is bullshit. Easy bullshit. The obvious is the problem. Don't think that there has to be something, because that is a waste of time to think that there must be something way deeper underneath it. No, the obvious is the problem. Your search for inner meaning and stuff is called one more excuse to not sit for 30 minutes without my Oreos. That's all that's happening. So then once you do that, once you're practicing, like, okay, I'm really used to what I'm thinking. I've really identified all that. You know, like if I'm just sitting around and I want it and I'm impatient, what is the opposite feeling? Okay, then I need to figure out, what the hell do I need to practice? If I need to practice patience, then okay, I'm going to sit. The other thing is to notice, like, I think it's super important to notice, like, what it is you are thinking about yourself. So for a lot of you, this is going to come up. It is going to be all the shoulds, all the things that you think you should be doing. In this society, we have such a hard time sitting and doing nothing and thinking we don't deserve it. Like, we need to flip our thinking to, you know what I deserve to do after today? I deserve to sit on my ass for a little bit. Like, I just need to, like, take a break. That is not a sign of weakness. I want you to ask yourself, what is your relationship with taking a break? What do you think others think about you? What do you think about yourself? Like, I want you to really think about that, because whatever your thoughts are about you deciding to just sit on your ass when you're normally eating, that is going to be, and it's the thoughts that you're going to have and what you think other people will think of you and the things that won't be getting done during that time. Those are all of the thoughts that are preventing you from not stopping the eating. You're eating to escape that judgment. You're eating to fill the time because it can feel busy. It will make the time pass where you're getting your break, where you're focused on the food and the relief from the food, versus being like, you know what? First few times that I'm going to sit on my ass and do nothing, it's going to be a doozy. I'm probably going to self-judge like a son of a bitch. If you know you're going to self-judge, then you don't have to buy into the thoughts. You can let them come in and not, what I call, attach to them. It's like, you might say, but you should be doing this. Lazy mothers sit around rather than doing the dishes. You can be like, that's not what the definition of a lazy mother. I am no way near that. I worked all day. You can argue with the truth that your brain keeps trying to throw up. And the same thing happens on the weekends. It's like, I want you to think about, as a third part, if the weekends are your biggest problem, I want you to think about, what is your relationship with eating healthy? What does it, you make it mean if you're going to eat unplanned and healthy all weekend? Like, what are your thoughts about that? What do you think prevents you from doing it? A lot of you, it's going to be like, well, I can't have as much fun. It's going to be like, well, I don't know where we're going. Like, you're going to have, like, all these things. Those are the things that you need to question. It's like, how many times have you heard Corinne say, doesn't matter if you don't know where you're going. It has nothing to do with overeating. Unless you think it does. And then guess what? You'll get there and you'll go in feeling helpless. You're never going to go into a restaurant on the weekend after a full week of working feeling helpless and be like, that is not the energy you need to make a decision for yourself. So those are some things to think about. I want you to think about those relationships you have with yourself, your judgments, in that, you know, when we are, the reason why we tend to have spikes for urges and cravings and to overeat and to binge in the quiet moments, it's because during the quiet moment, that's when you need to be ready to not fight an urge. You need to be ready to listen and then decide with empowerment what you're going to think. But before you can even decide the thoughts, you got to listen to see what you even say. You need to really understand where your brain's coming from. And don't get pissed about it. It's just the way it's been. And now you're going to listen so that you can understand what kind of conversation you want to be having. Most of you, when you have urges and stuff, it's like having a conversation with someone, like they start telling a story and all you're doing is interrupting every third word to say something. No, no, that's wrong. No, no, think something different. No, no, that's not how the story went. Like, that is resisting. Don't interrupt the conversation. Let your brain talk. Think about what it's saying, and then you can talk back to it. All right, that's all I got. Y'all have a good one.